2 minutes of intro.
Okay. So I'll tell you why I touched on this topic today. One of the aspects of Tisha B'Av is, of course, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the, you know, almost endless number of scenarios and situations in which over the course of Jewish history we've been put to the test. The Ramban speaks about it very often in his Perush Al HaTorah. One of the most fundamental questions about Tisha B'Av is why we don't have a special day for the Shoah, for the Holocaust. We don't even have a kinnah for the Holocaust. We have the Bava kinnah for the Holocaust. But should we be integrating, you know, the Shoah into the fabric of Tisha B'Av, or is it a separate calamity unto itself? And the concept of Kiddush Hashem applies not just in the Shoah, but in so many occasions throughout Jewish history. I once heard a lecture on the topic of heroism during the Shoah. You know, we have this picture in our minds, and perhaps that's the way they want us to think about it, that we all went, you know, Kitzolot, Tevet, Yuval, but there was a lot of heroism, a lot of amazing things that went on, and historians are still continue to discuss and reveal new dimensions of what went on and the Kiddush Hashem that went on. So in honor of Tisha B'Av, to sort of get us a little bit in the mood, although again the mood here is a mood of despair, I guess, but that's what the Avelis of Tisha B'Av is about, I thought we'd talk about Kiddush Hashem. And I found in the Olamot.net, and I think I've mentioned this to you in the past, that he has a very fascinating discussion about the possibility in a case where the Goyim are coming close, you know, they're closing in on us, and we realize that we have no way out, is it permissible or maybe even advisable to commit suicide? And in Jewish history we've had cases of mass suicides in order to end the redifa to the possibility of the goyim getting a hold of us and forcing us into conversion and causing us a great deal of suffering. There are even kinos on Tisha B'Av that we read about parents who slaughtered their own children when they realized that the Catholics, the Christians, were coming to take them. And the question is, halachically, is this acceptable? One case that we'll talk about, a very famous case in history, is Matsada. I don't know, have you all visited Matsada? You know, they tell you about how the Romans were closing in on Matsada, and one of their leaders decided that we should all kill each other, basically commit suicide, so the Romans would not get a hold of us. So let's just start with the basics. You'll see on the bottom of your page 1, the Rambam, which is based on the Sugyan Sanhedrin, that with regard to Gimel Averos, we have a principle called Yeharik Val Yavar, and the Rambam codifies this in Perek Hey, Nihilchus Yisodei HaTorah, which is a perek that's exclusively dedicated to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that means if at the pain of death we're being forced to violate one of these three cardinal sins, then the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol levavcha, afilu no telas nafshecha, for the sake of these three averos, and the Gemara goes through elaborate yalfusos in order to derive that is these three averos, that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem overrides v'chai bohem in these three cases. The Gemara expands that beyond the three in a case of shas hashmad, where a person has to give up his life even for a mitzvah kala. The Gemara says afilu al arkasa de mesani. And all this applies when a guy is forcing a Jew to violate any of these three averis, or b'shas hashmad, even a mitzvah kala. And over the course of Jewish history, questions of Kiddush Hashem have arisen time and time again. When our enemies are forcing us to violate the Torah. And what we want to discuss today, as I indicated before, is a person allowed to commit suicide, or perhaps even to kill others, in order to avoid a situation of either A or B. And again, they're fundamentally different situations. One is in order to avoid the suffering and the pain that the goyim are going to torture us with, and B, in order to avoid conversion, that they'll force us what we call lahamir es hadas, which means to convert. And in order to appreciate the severity of this question, we have to understand that hama'aved atzmo ledas, if a person takes his own life, then he's considered a rotzeach. The Rambam says harei ki rotzeach, and he's chayav misa bidei shamayim. Obviously we can't put him to death, he's already dead. But as far as the chayav misa is concerned, taking one's own life is ritzicha. What difference does it make if I'm killing someone else or I'm killing myself? So therefore, insofar as ritzicha is one of the gimel averos chamuros that require mesiras nefesh, it would be paradoxical to say that a person would be allowed under any circumstances to take his own life. And yet, we're going to see over and over again throughout Jewish history, we're going to go back even to the case of Shaul HaMelech, who took his own life, that there were Jews, and we're going to speak about them on Tisha B'Av, and apparently praise them. We're going to see a mice of 400 children that committed suicide in order not to be subjected to being taken by the enemies, by the Romans. And you get the feeling, you get the sense that this was not only acceptable, but it was laudable. I mean, these are the greats of Kiddush Hashem. And how do we, you know, on the one hand, we know that the children of Klal Yisrael gave up their lives throughout the generations, and the Midrashim speak about it, especially in the Medrash and Shir HaShirim. They were killed in many different ways, and they refused to accept another religion, even at the pain of death. But there were situations in which the Goyim were going to put us to such torture that the Jews decided it would be better to commit suicide. And that's a difficult question, to find some sort of a permission for what's tantamount to Averis Ritzicha. Even again, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to make light of it. Obviously, these are situations that are very difficult for us to imagine what it's like in that situation. I'm not trying to judge anyone, but I just would like to know what would possibly be the halachic justification for suicide, in order to avoid being tortured, or even worse than that, perhaps to kill other people, in these situations when the goyim are attacking us. So on the one hand, a person realizes that he cannot withstand; he won't be able to tolerate the torture. He knows that he's going to fall apart. He's going to be totally broken, and at the end of the day, he's going to give in. And he's going to have to convert, be baptized, whatever it might be. But are we saying, therefore, in that situation, he should kill himself actively before that situation arises? Meaning before that reaches its fruition? Again, you're violating one of the three averis chamuros. At least if they force you to baptize, you're still alive, you haven't committed suicide. You might have to give up your life, but to kill yourself, I don't know. You know, it's one thing if the guy is killing you, so that's Kiddush Hashem. But does it mean that in order to avoid what ultimately might mean that through the torture you won't have any choice? He'll force you to do what he wants you to do. Therefore, you're allowed to kill yourself. I don't know. Is that included under Kiddush Hashem? that not only does he have to allow himself to be killed under the law of Kiddush Hashem rather than accept another religion, but moreover he has to kill himself in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And again, if it's not Kiddush Hashem, because Kiddush Hashem doesn't go that far, you know, let him kill me, but I'm not going to kill myself. If he kills me, I didn't commit Ritzicha, but if I kill myself, that's Ritzicha. If it's not Kiddush Hashem, then what could possibly be a halachic permission for it, because it comes under the Gimel Averos. Now, if you take a look, for example, on page 2 of Yemarim Mekomos, you will see a pasuk in Parshas Noach. And the pasuk says, this is Bereishis Perek Tes, Ach es dimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. And Chazal learned from this pasuk, Rashi quotes it on the spot, that a person who takes his life is in violation of this Isur. So what it means is that, as the Rambam formulates it, Hahoriges Atzmo, this is Perek Beis Milchus Rotzeach, Ki Ilu Shofet Domim Hu, Avon Hariga B'Yado, the Rambam says he's in violation of the Isur Hariga in suicide, Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim, V'Ein Bahen Mises Beis Din. As we said before, there's a technical reason why there's no Mises Beis Din, but the Rambam seems to assume that really it does come under Mises Beis Din. So that's what I'm suggesting here, that the severity of this issue from a historical perspective as a halakhah is that if there's no chiyuv to kill oneself, then there's no room for anything but an iser chamor to kill oneself. Again, if it's not included in the chiyuv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then ipso facto it should be ritzicha, and there should be no heter for it. And again, that puts me in a very uncomfortable situation. Now, the one who addresses this, I don't know if you've all heard of Rabbi Ephraim Oshri.
Yeah.
He was a survivor of the Kovna ghetto. There were very few survivors. They died like flies during the Shoah period. And he writes a sefer called Shut Mima Makim. And you'll see at least a small section of it on the first page. It's a large sefer, it has many chalakim, and he basically reviews all the issues that came up during the Shoah, halachic issues, one of which was the issue of suicide. And again, keep in mind, you know, I've been repeating over and over again suicide, but we're going to have historical cases in which a parent or a leader would kill, especially children, in order to avoid shmad, in order to avoid yisurim. I mean, that's for sure ritzicha. You know, you might argue that maybe a horeg atzmo, ma'avid atzmo l'das, is on the borderline. Maybe it's not exactly ritzicha. But in the case where you actively kill somebody, and this is documented in the Maharam Rutenberg and other Rishonim, in Chachmei Ashkenaz particularly, at the time of the Crusades, so how do we justify this? So the real source in Rishonim for this discussion, which you'll see on page 3, is the Tosfos on Chumash, which is called the Zkenim Ibali HaTosfos, on the top of your page. And this is on that Pasuk that we saw in Perek Tes of Sefer Bereishis. And he speaks about the case of Shaul HaMelech. He quotes a machlokes Rabboseinu HaRishonim as to whether or not b'shas hagzera, or in order to avoid yisurim, is there any heter for suicide? And he says to machlokes Rishonim. And we're going to soon see that the shita, that view of the matirim, they totally rely completely rely on the case of Shaul HaMelech, who killed himself in order not to fall into the hands of the Plishtim. Then after he brings down that machlokas, that Bali Atos brings down another machlokas, that even if you want to maintain like the Matirim based on Shaul HaMelech, that there's a heter to commit suicide in order to avoid the being taken away, but to kill tinokos b'shas hashmad in order to avoid that they be taken away as Christians or whatever it might be, that indeed is another machlokas. We have a machlokas within a machlokas, and this is all brought down by the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, which is a simon that's dedicated to Kiddush Hashem. And after bringing the various deos, the Beis Yosef seems to paskin that it's awesome, that a person is not allowed to kill himself in order to avoid being forced to convert. Which again, that doesn't sit well with me, because Jewish history doesn't bear that out. In any event, getting back to the Zkeinim Bali HaTosfos, in the Parsha of Shaul HaMelech, the Tanakh says that Shaul HaMelech fell on his own sword. He knew that the Plishtim were going to do whatever they would do with him to kill him. And therefore, according to the Matirim, as quoted here by the Bali HaTosfos, Im Yore Adam Shemayasu Lo Yisurim Koshim Shelo Yuchal Lisbol V'Lamod B'Nisoyon Sheyochol Largas Atzmo. If a person realizes that he's going to be put to such torture that he won't be able to tolerate it, he can't withstand it, he's therefore going to have to be, he's going to be forced to convert at the end. He's going to break down. He says he can kill himself. And then the Bali HaTosfos quote a further kula, and also derived from Shaul HaMelech, says shochtim hatinok b'shas ha-gzera, that if it's a time of gzera, you're allowed to kill a baby rather than let the baby be taken away. Then he quotes the Osrim, those who are opposed to it, and he says, Shaul shelo b'shus chachamim asa. Shaul was not acting within the parameters of the halacha. He had no right to do what he did. And the Bali HaTosfos quote a case, an actual historical case, of a certain rabbi who shechted harbe tinokos b'shas hashmad. And why? Because he was afraid she'aviru maldas. The Rav Acher Shoya Imo, there was another rabbi that was with him at the time, Kas Olav B'Yosef Akar Rotzeach. He called him a Rotzeach. And he got very, very angry at him. And he went and he cursed him. And he says, Im Kidvarai, if I am right, and he's a Rotzeach, Yehoreg HaRav, let that Rav die, that he calls him a Shochet, B'misa Mishuna, with a terrible death, V'kachav, and that's exactly what happened. And after that rabbi was killed with a terrible, terrible, tormentous death, Nisbatla Gzera, and it turns out that if the rabbi had not shechted the children, they would all have saved. They would all have been spared, because the Gzera was Nisbatla. And basically what the Bali HaTosfos is saying here is that you can never be absolutely certain. Your assumption is that they're going to come and they're going to kill you, or they're going to force you to convert and you won't have a choice, and so forth and so on. You don't know what's going to happen down the line. But to make this irreversible move of committing suicide, and what's worse, to commit an act of murder, that's what I'm telling you, Rabosa. It's an amazing situation. I don't know anything like this. I'm not a historian and I'm not a posek, but the whole story here is so confusing to me, where we have episodes that are documented in Jewish history of suicide for the sake of Shas HaShmad, or for the sake of Yehorg Val Yavor, and not to be tormented and tortured by the Goyim. Cases that repeat themselves over and over again, and yet we see here clearly in front of our eyes a Machlokas Rishonim And the thrust of the halacha, the way it's being presented, seems to assume that it's asur, that we don't commit suicide. And we're going to soon see that the source for this is going to be the case of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradyon, one of the Aruge Malchus. So again, you know, if I had to summarize where we're holding now, I would tell you that the final bottom line, according to both the Bali Atosfis and according to Beis Yosef, is that it's us. A person is not allowed to commit suicide to save himself from being compelled to convert. And how much more so is he not allowed to kill his children or anyone else's children? So, who are these matiri? You know, where is the balance on the other side of the scale? So, if you take a look on page 4, you will see the Ritva. That's on the bottom right, and the Ritva says that although we derive from the pasuk aches dimchem shaschol sheikh, so the person is not allowed to wound himself, and how much more so not to kill, not allowed to kill himself. Yochel, I might think, afil kishol melech Yisrael, who is misyare shema yaviru al das. He was afraid that he wouldn't be able to withstand the torture, and therefore they'd force him to worship their religion. These are the plishtim. Talmud lomar ach miet. The pasuk says ach es dimchem lenashoshem edrosh. So the miet is ach. Look how far he goes. Again, Shmuel was only a suicide case, but the Ritva takes this very far. That we can slaughter our children, big zeros, when there's a shmad b'nei avaras hadas. In other words, the choice is to either commit murder or to let these children be taken away and worship another religion. Achakach matzasi b'gilyone atosvis. He says in number 606 that it's the Orchis Chaim. This is also the Zkeinim of Bali Atosvis. Vehem dvarim shetzrichim talmud v'iyun gadol. Ela shekvar hora zakeh. So again, although he says you need a lot of work on this, you know, you have to research this, it's not so easy to say what we said, but at the end of the day, his bottom line is that those who are matir have kfar hora zaken. They can rely on the zaken. I don't know who the zaken is. Vishamanu b'shem gedolei tzarfashi tirukein halacha l'maisa. Now, in addition to this, I mentioned to you earlier that in the kinos that we have for Tisha B'Av, we have one of the paitanim is Rabbeinu Klonimos, and he was one of the Rishonim, and in his kino on Tisha B'Av he writes, Pone ha'ov bibechi vi'olola atzmo alacherev lidkar ulahapila. Now, I'm not 100% sure what he means. He certainly is referring to suicide. But the very fact that he says av, the father, and then he ends with lidkar ulahapila, sounds like he's referring to the tinokes. And this is one of the Rishonim who writes a kina, in a sense glorifying the memory of those who not only committed suicide but killed their own children. And furthermore, if you take a look in the footnotes in the kinnis, you'll see that he tells you that one of the great Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rabbeinu Yontif, he's quoted very often in Tosfos by Rabbeinu Yontif Tuvelim, he himself slaughtered 60 people and then he slaughtered himself al Kiddush Hashem. So once again, Rabbosai, we see that there is a whole school of thought here that surfaces over and over again Kidas Hamatirim Kvar Horazokin and Kain Horu Chachmei Tzarfas. The Osrim claim that Shaul is not the case that we should use as our Flagstaff case, and the Rishonim offer many different answers about Shaul. How could he commit suicide? The Radak, in his Perush on Sefer Shmuel, writes that Shaul knew for sure he was going to die, but no one else could be in that particular situation of Shaul. There's always going to be a possibility, as glim and as slim as it might seem, that he might be saved. And therefore he's not allowed to take his own life, and certainly not the life of others. So Shaul is the exception to the case. They were hitting him with 300 arrows. Yeah.
They keep on coming back to Shaul.
Right.
My problem is that Shaul being the Malach Yisroel, represents the kochus of the Am. Can you bring him back to an individual person?
Gotcha.
Say, because he killed himself, an individual would be allowed to do it. It's a different...
So Joe, what you're saying now, if you have page 9, is called the Shut Maznayim LeMishpat, and he says that Shaul HaMelech is not a paradigm from which we could derive any conclusions, because Hayamutalo LeMelech Kidei Shelo Yis'alu Bo HaPlishtim, that he was a king and the Plishtim would have done whatever they did with him or would do with him as a live person. They got him when he was dead already, and that's Mishpat HaMelech. And Mishpat HaMelech he identifies with Chilul Kvod Shamayim. And that comes under a whole new set of laws that apply to a melech, because the melech represents the Kvod Shamayim. Again, there are a host of other explanations, which you'll see on pages 5, pages 7, to explain why Shaul was able to commit suicide. But to my knowledge, very few poskim would base themselves on Shaul and come to the conclusion that you're allowed to kill yourself because of what they're going to, what the goyim are going to do to you. It's a different case in Shaul, maybe because of the vados of the situation. Again, there are many different explanations. Now, where does the Ritva and those who are Mekil, do they only find a heter in Shaul? And on the flip side of the equation, where do the Osrim find a clear-cut indication that it's Osir? So this is on page 4, a sugya in Avodah Zarah about Rab Chanina ben Trajan. And I believe it's on Daf Yud Zayin. No, it's on Daf Yud Ches. Okay. Now they took Rab Chanina ben Trajon, they wrapped him up in a Sefer Torah and they burnt him alive. And while he was perishing, the Talmidim around him noticed that his mouth was closed. And they said, Rebbe, why don't you open your mouth and you'll die instantaneously, because the fire would go inside his mouth. Again, I have trouble understanding the logistics of it, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan answers the following very famous statement: Mutav shiitlena misha nasana v'al yachbol hu biatzma. Let he, with a capital H, he who gave me life, take my life, but I will not take my own life. And this Gemara is really problematic for the Ritva and the Matirim, because it clearly indicates that it's usher for a person to kill himself or speed up his own death, even if it means he'll save himself from torment. And Tosus there in Masechta Avodah Zarah tries to reconcile this with the Sugya in Gittin, which is on page 5, because the Sugya in Gittin tells us on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Perek HaNizokin, that's the perek that deals with the Churban Abayis, that 400 children, amongst them girls and boys, were taken by ship, captured by the Romans, and Nishbu LeKalon. They were going to be used for all sorts of repulsive acts.
You
have it here on page 5?
No, but I'm sorry. Just the same thing. We just had it before. The case with Rav Chanina ben Dasna is another situation. How are you going to compare him to a bunch of kids? How do you compare that?
Well, wait a second. We're going to try to show...
The Gemara we just had, right?
Wait, Joe. Let me just cut you off for a second here, because it's not just a bunch of kids. The Sugya tells us that there was one leader of this whole group who darshaned it from a pasuk. So you may at the end of the day not be convinced by this pasuk and by the drasha. But be that as it may, this is not just a bunch of kids. You know,
I'm saying to understand Rav Chanina ben Dasan, he has to do the famous Shura Din. It's like the famous Shura Din. He's on a different level, much greater than the rest of us. How are you comparing that?
I don't know if you're right, Joe, because first of all, the fact that the Gemara quotes this story, it can't just be an exception to the rule. The Gemara is quoting this story to derive halachos. But beyond that, listen to Rab Chanina's drasha. He says, "Mutav shi'itlena misha nasna, v'lo yachbal hu bi'atzmo." He's basically invoking the principle that we saw at the beginning, that aches dimcha minafshel srech me'edrosh, that suicide is murder, and I can't take my own life. I'm not the Baal HaBos of my own life. It doesn't sound like this is some exception to the rule. In any event, listen, Joe, Tosfos asks this kasha. You want to give your answer, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But what I would like to do is see Tosfos, because Tosfos there in Gittin, where it says, Kaftzu kulam v'naflu l'tochaya, 400 boys and girls jumped off the boat and they drowned themselves in order not to be used by the enemy and violated by the Goyim. And by the way, you know, when I mentioned at the outset that there's no officially in any event from Chazal, we have no kinnis for the Shoah. But there is a kinnah about these 400 children, and during the Shoah, almost the identical case happened. And my Rebbe used to always say, Rav Soloveitchik, that if you read the kinnis carefully, you're reading about the Shoah. Almost everything that happened in the Shoah is in the kinnis. You just have to change the time and the place and some of the names. That's it. But anyway, I'm sorry, that's a different discussion. So Tosfos asks the following kasha. He says, it would seem from the fact that these 400 children committed suicide, and we'll see that the leader of the group darshaned a pasuk, that this would be a heter, that this would be something permissible. You know, the Gemara is not telling us the story about the 400 children who were taken to Rome for kalon, you know, the girls for Znus and the boys for Mishkan Zohar, and they understood what would be at the end, and they dashed in the pasuk, Mibashan Heshiv Mimetzulas Yam. What does it mean? That if we jump into the water, then God will save us. Not in this world, but He'll save us in the next world. In other words, that we are obligated to go into the Mitzulas Yam, to commit suicide, in order not to go through this experience. Tosfos calls it Omdim L'Shmad, and we'll be Zochet to Chai Olam Abba. And Tosfos says it's Mutter. So we're talking about suicide, and how do we understand that suicide is Mutter, if not for Kiddush Hashem? I can't think of any other mitzvah that would override suicide. And yet, Rav Chanina ben Trajan says, let Hashem take my life. I'm not going to take my own life. So Tosfos gives a number of answers. And frankly speaking, I'm not sure if I understand any of them. But let me read to you the language of Tosfos. Again, you're on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, which is on your page 5. It's the very end of Tosfos Dibur HaMashkil Kof Tzu. And his first answer, which you'll see on line 4, is Hacha. Here, the case of the children is different. It's not the same as Rav Chanina ben Shadron. Because Yireim Hayu Miyisurim. Now, he quotes a Gemara in Ksubis that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah realized that if they would be tortured, at the end they would worship the idol. They just couldn't withstand it. And I get the impression that when he says here, Hacha Yireim Hayu Miyisurim, and again, if I'm wrong, Hashem should forgive me, but I think what he's saying here, Tosfos, is that this is Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because if they get taken by the Romans, ultimately they're going to worship the idols, meaning they're going to convert to another religion. They'd rather take their lives than end up as part of the paganistic religions of the Romans. So it all comes down to Kiddush Hashem, which means that Tosfos is saying that in case of Reb Chanina ben Shadron, he's going to die al Kiddush Hashem. The question is, can he take his life in order to spare himself from Yisurim? And the answer is no. That you're not allowed to do. But for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to do so. Now, what does it mean that I kill myself so that I shouldn't suffer torture, and that's called Kiddush Hashem? Well, the answer is, because those who are going to torture me are going to force me through that torture to accept another religion. That's what I think is Kiddush Hashem. But if that's a Kiddush, look at the next line in Tosfos. I don't understand the Ode. Now he has a second answer. He says, Dal Karchach Hayu Ma'anin Osan V'lo Hayu Hargim Osan. Again, it's very difficult. I think in his second answer, he's dropping the ball on Kiddush Hashem, and he's just focused totally, exclusively on the suffering and the torture, Inui. And he's saying that in the case of Rav Chanina ben Trajon, okay, it's not pleasant, you can imagine, that he's going to die 5 minutes later, or whatever it is, but it's not a major Inui. But here, if I want to torture someone and I don't want to let him die, I'm going to keep him alive as long as I can torture him. It's like an endless open-ended torture. And Tosfos is saying in that case you're allowed to kill your lot. But again, the very fact that we integrate the story of the 400 children into the kinnis, in my mind, that means Kiddush Hashem, because that's the subject of kinnis. You know, we were put to the test and we're asking Eicha, we don't understand why is it that we had to go through all this killing and all this death and torture and endless death for the sake of Kiddush Hashem. But on the other hand, if you go with the second Teretz of Tosfos, it sounds like you could bracket the whole discussion about Shmad and Avuri Al Das and simply focus exclusively on Pachad Mi Yisurim, and they were afraid of Yisurim. Again, it's not a Kiddush Hashem parsha. Again, I'm a little disappointed in that, but the good news is that Tosfos in the second Teretz at least is willing to justify a person committing suicide rather than suffering torture. Again, I don't know the heter for that. I don't know why it should be mutter. You know, I feel, Rav Osai, a little bit guilty. I'm putting you through torture. But I'm just trying to work through this sugya, and it's not an easy sugya.
By the way, Ma'anin could be a lotion of sexual abuse, no?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. Usually the word inui means physical affliction. I don't know.
It must be free. This is by Shkemadina, Shkemadina. This can be used for that too.
Yeah. So maybe that's what Tosfos means, but again,
in other words, he's saying that they knew they were going to get, you know, the
abused.
Different, abuse sexually, so that's your heart value, you know, so kill yourself and not get subject to that.
Yeah, but
and then it goes back to Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, it's still the problem.
See, as a London, I was excited because I wanted to make it into Machlokas 2 days in Tosis, you know, 2 day roots of Tosis. The first Teretz in Tosis, he's talking about Kiddush Hashem. Are they going to eventually bow down to the idol or convert? And the Yisurin is such a powerful tool that there's no doubt at the end of the day that they'll worship the idol, like the Gemara in Ksuvis by Chananya Mishael Nazari. The second Teretz is saying, no, it's the Inui and the pachad of Yisurin. I thought that was a major breakthrough. But you're saying, no, you want to put it back into maybe the Gimel Averis Chaburos. Although, again, I don't know, you have to assume maybe that these children were past bar mitzvah age, or maybe the Inui would go on continuously even after they would be bar mitzvah, and therefore comes on the Kiddush Hashem. Now, on page 5, do you see a Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya? That's Hilchos Avelus. And he says, Gadol hama'aved atzmo ledas, a mature person who commits suicide, v'u anus kishol ha-melech, ein monim imenu kol dover. In other words, the laws of Avelus are very restricted with regard to suicide. But he says that doesn't apply in the case of someone who's anus, like Shol. And the Shach writes the following: Kishol Hamelech Shaharag Atzmo Lufisha Rosh Aplishtim Yasubo Kirtzonam Viarguhu. And you'll see here on page 5 a tshuva from the Besamim Rosh, and he wants to derive from the fact that Shaul committed suicide. Shekomi Shaharag Atzmo Machmas Yirami Surim. Imagine a person who's terminally ill and he's just suffering tremendously. Eino nechshav kima'abed atzmo ledas. Again, I'm not sure if he means al-chatchila, you're allowed to kill yourself. You know, throw yourself on the electric wires, to give it a 20th century context. But if he does kill himself, he's not begeder ma'abed atzmo ledas. And therefore all the laws about where he has to be buried outside a Jewish cemetery and there's no avelus for him, all those laws are inapplicable to someone who commits suicide simply because he's afraid of all the torture and the suffering. Here you have to admit, Rabosai, that we're no longer discussing Kiddush Hashem. We're simply understanding Shaul HaMelech from the perspective of Yiras HaYisurin. Is that a mitigating circumstance that might permit suicide? And that to me is a fascinating discussion because, again, if my interpretation of the second Teretz and Tosin Gidin, the Oath, is that these children were afraid of the Yisurim, and Tosin is willing to justify the Ma'abed Atzmo Ledas in that case, that has tremendous repercussions that go way beyond the context of Kiddush Hashem. And this tshuva, the Besamim Rosh, you don't know exactly what he means over here. He uses the term Eino Nechshav Kima'abed Atzmo Ledas. I mean, he's not saying that lechatchila I'm going to allow you to do it. So I don't know. In any event, this whole idea that there might be a heter to commit suicide in order to avoid suffering and torment and torture, that's a big chiddush. But once again, even if I grant you that there is such a source for such a heter, we have maybe one day in Tosis, we have the Shut B'Samim Rosh, we have one interpretation of Shaul HaMelech, but nevertheless, that doesn't allow you to kill somebody else. So if I want to kill somebody else in order to prevent, because I know he's going to suffer in torture, that for sure is awesome. Now I wanted to talk to you. Say it again.
What if he tells you to do it? In other words, you have somebody who's sick.
No way out.
Suffering.
No way.
He tells you, kill me.
No.
I'm suffering.
I'm only saying this, Bobby, because the Rambam that we started with on page 2 says, Ahoreges atzmo ki'ilu shofech domimu. Wait, well, let me read it again. 1 second. Maybe I made a mistake. He says, Avon harigo biyodo, v'chayav misa midei shamayim. But if it outright Ritzicha, I mean, I can't believe there's any head of outright Ritzicha. Again, unless it's Kiddush Hashem, that's a different story. But simply to avoid suffering and kill someone for that. So I wanted to talk to you for a few minutes about the case of Masada. And this you'll see on page 6. We're talking about a book that was authored not necessarily by a reliable, you know, Talmud Chacham, you know, in any sense. You know, you're talking about Yosefun in the wars of the Jews. And it was authored 1935 years ago, at the time of the Churban of Bayis Sheni. And it's a story about the Jews who rebelled against the Romans, and they locked themselves up in Masada. And when they realized that Kol Salim Arad, there was no chance, and in a number of hours they would fall into the hands of the Romans, their leader, his name was Elazar ben Yair, encouraged them to kill themselves as well as their wives, their children, actively commit murder in order that they should not fall into the hands of the enemies who will just rip them apart. And according to the version that you'll see here on page 6 in the War of the Jews, this person, this Eliezer ben Yair, he said, Kacha Sivu Aleinu Chukei Torasein. I don't know exactly how we have this evidence, because there weren't too many people who survived Matzah. But anyway,
there's two women in a cave at the side.
So I don't know if this testimony, it doesn't sound like this is the testimony of two women in a cave. But anyway, Ki Kacha Tzivu Aleinu Chukei Torasein. And at the end, because of the influence of this person, they each killed each other, killed their families, they murdered their families, and they committed suicide. There was one person left, about to fall into the hands of the Romans, and he burnt himself to death. Now again, how many times in Shas is this Elazar ben Yair appear? Does anybody know?
Zero,
exactly. He doesn't appear even once. And not only that, the whole story of Masada, in which untold numbers of Jews perished, is not quoted once in the Shas. So we have all sorts of stories about Kiddush Hashem all over the show, and especially in Gittin, Perek HaNizokin. And why is this story not mentioned anywhere? And I have two answers. One answer is because they weren't allowed to commit suicide. And my second answer is, even if they were allowed to commit suicide, they weren't allowed to kill their children and commit outright murder, b'mo yadayim. And that's why Chazal left it out. But on the other hand, on page 7, you have a tshuva from the Shmos Yaakov, just to confuse you even further on this very sticky sugya. And he wants to know if a Baal tshuva, who violated some very severe averos, and he bechayev Mises Bezdin, is he allowed to commit suicide to bring upon himself a kapara for his terrible criminal acts? And I wouldn't have even raised such a question. I would say the Baal tshuva has to do tshuva. Is there anything else? And if he commits suicide, he's just making it worse for himself. But the Shmos Yaakov takes this very seriously. I think his name was Reisher, if I remember correctly. And he comes to the conclusion that there at Stodim Lakan, at the end of the day, he's not willing to allow it. But nevertheless, he certainly admits that he's not considered a suicide case. And Rabosa, again, this leads me to a very shaky, you know, I feel very uncomfortable about this, but a position that maybe, although there's some sort of generic concept called Shofech Donim, but that's not a Rotzeach Mamish, and that suicide is not called Ritzicha, and the Rambam compares this person to a Shofech Donim, he has an Avera of Shvichas Donim, but he's not a Rotzeach. And that's why, in various situations where usually we say that the ends don't justify the means, but in the case of suicide, we might be able to say that the ends justify the means. Number one, in the case of Kiddush Hashem. Number two, in the case of avoiding untold, endless torment and torture. And number three, for the sake of Kapar. And that Horig Atzmo and suicide comes under a whole new category. And we've already seen the Shut B'Sam and Rosh about the case of someone who committed suicide because of his fear of the torment and the torture. And he's buried in a Jewish cemetery. He's not treated like a Ma'abid Atzmo L'das. We'll sit shiva for him and so forth and so on. But again, I'm not going to raise a possibility here that we could be matir killing other people just for the sake of kaparo, for the sake of sparing them from yisurim, and even if, as Bobby said before, they give you the green light to go ahead and do so, there's no such thing as ritzicha. And we see sugi after sugi in shots. You know, imagine the case in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is a brisa in Masechta Trumas, in Tosefta and Trumas, that they surround the city and they say, "Give us one Jew, or we'll destroy the entire city." We can't even give one Jew. I mean, how many justifications could there be for that? You know, you kill him or I kill you. So Rashi says you don't know whose nefesh is chaviva, you know, is more cherished and beloved in the eyes of God. That I understand, but for the sake of saving the whole city, that's going to be razed to the ground, and every man, woman, and children is going to be murdered. Give up one Jew? No, we can't do so. That's ritzicha. What could be a greater justification for killing someone or causing his death than that? But ritzicha is just, there's no heter for ritzicha, period. Don't even dream about it. So our whole discussion here has to be, if you're talking about all these stories of people killing their children, slaughtering their children, and that's to be glorified and lauded because of the Tisha B'Av experience, that has to be placed under the category of Kiddush Hashem. Is it Kiddush Hashem because otherwise they're going to get a hold of you and of your children and they'll be baptized and you cannot overcome the Surim, like the case of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and therefore within the context of Kiddush Hashem, if you're willing to stretch it that far, then Kiddush Hashem obligates you, or at least allows you to commit suicide, but not Larog Acher. So again, I want to wrap this up by reading the Rambam one last time. The Rambam says on page 2, Ha-horiges atzmo ki'ilu. But you know what? It's a little bit, I'm not sure if I'm reading it right. It didn't come out in my... No. It doesn't say ki'ilu. I'm sorry, that's a mistake. I apologize. It says shofech damim. He has a whole list of cases where you cause someone's death, the last of which is suicide, and he says regarding all of them, shofech damim hu v'aron avon hariga b'yado v'chayv misa l'shamayim v'ein b'hem misas bezdin. So we know that in halacha there's always a distinction between a chiyuv b'dinei adam, which means that we can prosecute a person in a Jewish court of law, and chiyuv b'din shamayim. So for example, if you take a look at the chinuch on the bottom of this page 2, he says hama'abed atzmo adas eino bichlal lav de lo tirtzach. He is not in violation of lo tirtzach. He's chayv misa v'dei shemayim, but it's not lo tirtzach. Nafkemina in shiber kelim b'shas maisa. Again, Rabosai, again, the question, the nafkemina here is seems so petty, but that's not the point. The nafkamina is just meant to understand something conceptually. The man committed suicide, and while he's committed suicide, he breaks your dishes, or he causes you some hezek. We have a principle that if at the time you do an action that generates a chiyuv misa, meaning capital crime, you don't pay damages. So the man violates Shabbos by burning down your haystack. You can't get you have no recourse for compensation. Why kim levit rabbi? What about the case where he kills himself? So the Sefer HaChinuch says he's not considered a rotzeh, and therefore he's going to have to pay damages. When I say he's going to pay damages, he's gone, but his heirs will have to pay damages. So we see here clearly that the way the Sefer HaChinuch understood the Rambam is that we're not talking about a lav of Ritzicha. Again, I would call it a subcategory of Ritzicha, an expansion. It's almost like avak Ritzicha, or like we have avak Lashon or avak Ribis. We have avak Avodah Zarah, we have avak Ritzicha.
Or call it maybe.
Say it again?
Call it maybe on Shabbos.
One more time. Sorry, the first word in the sentence.
It's like a tolda.
I'm not sure if it's a tolda. It's somewhere between a tolda and a derabanan, somewhere in the middle. And he says that we would not apply the principle of kim levi the rabine because it's not a violation of lo tirtzach. So now let's see if we can take this to the and wrap things up. If we assume that suicide does not come under the law of Ritzicha, it's a separate issa that's derived from the pasuk Aches Bimchem L'Nafshosechem Edrosh, and maybe it comes under the issa Chavala, which means a person's not allowed to injure himself, but it's not an issa Ritzicha, then perhaps if it comes under a separate issa, we have the Ritva's Ach, and the Ritva says that Ach is coming to exclude. But where was the Ritva? On page 4? Yeah, on page 4, Ach comes to exclude the case of Shochtim Hana'orim Bigzeras Havaras Mitnei Havaras Das. That is the single most important line. If you add that with the Sefer HaChinuch that we just learned, then a picture sort of emerges in which Harigas Atzmo is not considered Lo Tirtzach, and the Ach comes to tell you that in certain cases there is a heter of harigas atzma. The only problem is that the Ritva took it too far. But I think what the Ritva might be saying is that in the case of Kiddush Hashem, where the Avodah Zarah, or let's call it the Avaras Hadas, the conversion is equal to life itself, in fact it overrides life, then the act of murder here, so to speak, for the sake of avoiding Havar al Das, is not considered murder. It's similar to the case of Ma'abid Atzmo L'Das. We have now an expanded definition of Ma'abid Atzmo L'Das as a separate category. It's no longer under the Isur Tzicha. And this expanded category means that we're trying to avoid Havar al Das. Havar al Das overrides human life, and therefore taking human life in order to avoid Havar al Das is not considered Ritzicha. And just like for the sake of avoiding Havar al Das will allow a person to commit suicide, according to this Shita, so the Ritva says, Ach, insofar as these are not murder cases according to Halacha, then the Pasuk Ach is coming to tell you that for the sake of Kiddush Hashem to avoid Havar al Das, which means conversion, we're going to allow it. The Torah will allow it. And that's the best I can do, Rabosai, to go ahead and say further than that, that we're going to allow Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das in order to avoid Yisurim. Well, in the case of Rav Chanina ben Chagin, that's not the conclusion we drew. Perhaps, according to one day in Tosfos, the second answer, maybe in the Gemara Gittin, with regard to the 400 children, maybe that's so. So a person who knows that he's going to suffer tremendous torture is allowed to commit suicide. Maybe, I don't know, I find that very difficult to accept, but certainly we saw in the B'Samim Rosh that he's not considered a Ma'abid Atzmo L'Das if he commits suicide simply to avoid Yisurim, endless Yisurim. I would be hard-pressed to allow such a thing if somebody asked me. You know, pulling the plug on someone in a hospital bed because the person is suffering enormous suffering. Do you, Rabosai, know of anybody who would allow such a thing?
Canadian government.
What?
The Canadian government is trying to make it forceful on doctors to actually do it.
Yeah.
But I just want to know, is there any posek that's worth his salt that if you ask him, can I terminate the life of my own life, in order to avoid suffering, that he would allow me to do so. Honestly, I never heard of such a thing. That doesn't mean a thing, that I never heard of anything. And you need to find out if you can research that. I can't believe anyone would be matir committing suicide in order to avoid suffering. Again, I think what the Pesachim Rosh is only saying is that he's not called a Ma'abed Atzmo L'Das. You know, we can understand what he did, we can rationalize it, and we can bury him in a Jewish cemetery, we can sit shiva for him, etc., etc. He deserves Kavod Gadol, but I wouldn't say the L'chatchila it could be mutter. And how much more so, it's impossible to say that you would be allowed. Now, the last thing I wanted to point out to you, which is on page 9. Remember I mentioned to you the Maznaim Lemishpat, who said that the case of Shaul HaMelech is a different case because of Mishpat HaMelucha. Does anybody remember where he was Rosh Hashiva? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was Rosh Hashiva in Telz. Right, Rav Zalman Sirotskin. Anybody know one way or the other? We don't have any. We have any Telzes here in the audience? I'm just kidding. So anyway, he writes, which you'll see on page 9, Hevdel gadol yesh bein chovel bi'atzmo l'rotzeach. And basically, he wants to say that there's no source whatsoever in the Torah for allowing killing anyone else. And even if you're going to say suicide is allowed, that's called chovel bi'atzmo. It's a separate avera, but it's not ritzif. And the Minchas Osher of Rav Osher Zelig Weiss, on the previous page, page 8, he says, you should not bring any proof from the Ach Heter, quoted by the Ritva, to allow killing oneself. I'm sorry, from the Heter of Ach to allow killing oneself to other situations like Harigas, Tinokos, Unior. And basically, the Minchas Osher is not willing to accept the Ritva's expansion of the Ach. We're suggesting that the Ritva might expand the Miud of Ach based on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but not for the sake of avoiding Yisurin. So you're going to kill your own children because you know that Shmadzichot, they're going to become baptized, which by the way is very interesting. If we get back to the Shoah, you know that there were many Jewish families that gave their children to Christians. Some of them we got back after the war. I doubt if we got back too many of them. Most of them are probably Christians today. Hopefully they're not anti-Semitic because they have some Jewish blood, but I don't know. But we also
that's the problem that I don't understand. How can you kill? You don't know what's going to happen. What Kodesh Baruch Hu can intervene, and somebody who's given even lishma can come back. Like so, how do you justify the whole thing?
Very difficult. But again, the Ritva claims that the Chachmei Tzarfas were matir. And again, this is something that happened over and over again, and it's glorified in the kinos. And Kfar Horizokin, he says, that if you're trying to avoid Shmad, you're allowed to commit suicide. But again, says the Minchas Osher, that might be included under Ach, but there's no heter for killing someone else. So again, I don't know what to tell you, because the Ritva says that the Chachmei Tzarfas allowed it for the sake of avoiding da. So again, I just want to, the bottom line of what I'm saying is that if you'll ever come up with a heter to kill a child, then it's got to be under the halacha of Kiddush Hashem. It cannot be under avoiding suffering. So Rav Osher, I just want to end with a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, and we say it every Shabbos, Harninu goyim amo, Kidam avod of Yikom, Venikam, Yoshiv Litzar of the Chibrad Maso Amo. We should be Zochim Ritz Hashem that all these questions that we raised today should be part of the long distance past of the Tisha B'Avs of bygone years, and we should be Zochim Ritz Hashem to the Gula Shlema.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Shalom Kalorof.
You too. A meaningful fast to you as well.
Thank you.